Shalom, everyone. A mosque spokesman, their version of Baghdad Bob, has been eliminated, and now the world does not have a source to be able to collect Hamas propaganda. The IDF chief has also announced that the Hamas must immediately surrender and turn over the hostages, otherwise they're going to level every building in Gaza City. UN General Assembly is also meeting this month, but they're running into a little bit of trouble being able to pass their resolution for a Palestinian state. It turns out the State Department is blocking all Palestinian representatives of being able to even attend the meeting. And also other nations are being considered to be blocked to be able to attend the meeting as well. Netanyahu has also announced an 82% plan to be able to declare sovereignty over Judea and Samaria. And those details are very fascinating coming up. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion of Lamb Ministries. Thank you for joining us for Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, September 5th of the year 2025. I'm in a little bit different setting here from my normal setting, thanks to Morningside Ministries allowing me to use their studio since we're on travel status, and so our broadcast is coming from their studios, and I want to thank them for that. So let's turn to the news and talk about how the IDF chief spokesman, and this is the guy who has been the major source to world media to be able to put out the Hamas propaganda to the world. Well, the IDF was able to locate him, identify him, and they took him out. So the world media is going to have to find another source within Hamas to be able to get this propaganda that comes out of Hamas. This is actually, from the propaganda war standpoint, a major success for the IDF. The IDF chief has also told Hamas that they must surrender immediately, return the hostages, or else he's going to level every building in Gaza City. As you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people moving out of there right now. That's the homes and major business of a major city. The IDF is not messing around this time trying to clean up Hamas and get them out of there. At the same time, there was a high-rise building in Gaza City. It was a Hamas stronghold. The IDF went right in, blew the entire building up, dropped it to the ground. There are many Hamas operatives that are losing their lives now in Gaza City, those that are holding out. The IDF says that they control about 40% of Gaza City at this moment. The other 60% is the part they're going to pursue. President Trump is urging Netanyahu and Israel to get the war over as soon as they possibly can. So the IDF has their marching orders to try to get in there and get it done as quickly as they can. I'm sure they're trying to do that. At the same time, protect the hostages and protect the IDF soldiers as well. The UN General Assembly is coming together this month. This is their annual meeting. Leaders from all the different nations come, and different leaders come and make speeches and so forth. France and other nations who've been talking about declaring a Palestinian state want to use this as the setting for them to do that. And other nations are starting to join them for it. And as to what this Palestinian state is supposed to look like, what the borders to be, how it's to work, nobody seems to understand that. But this is a move on the part of Macron in France and other nations to kind of get back at Israel. Israel is interpreting it as that. And in fact, Netanyahu just announced to Macron that you've lost your diplomatic visa to come to Israel anytime you want. You're not welcome in Israel again until you change your stance on declaring a Palestinian state. Now, it's going to be really interesting to see if this thing gets pulled off at the UN Assembly, because the State Department is blocking all Palestinian representatives of being able to attend, including Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinian Authority. Other nations are also being considered to be blocked as well, such as Iran and some of the other Muslim African nations that are also full of terrorists and anti-Israel. And the U.S. State Department is finally exercising some authority over the hosts of the UN Assembly there in New York. But the most interesting news that we've got coming out of Israel, and we've been talking about this for several weeks, is Israel has now stepped up and spoken to a plan to exercise sovereignty over Judea and Samaria. The plan is called an 82% plan, and let me give you as best definition as I can at this moment for what that means. The other so-called 18% are three Arab cities that are located, two of them in Samaria, one of them down in Judea. They include Ramallah and Jericho and Hebron. And Israel regards these cities as separate, independent Arab communities, not necessarily connected together as the terrorist networks are. And so they are allowing them to maintain some degree of sovereignty while Israel takes over the other areas. And it includes the Jordan River Valley area, East Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount. This is what we've been looking for, to see when Israel will step up and exercise sovereignty over those areas. This is a very significant step, particularly in the prophetic timeline. We'll have to see what Israel now does once that sovereignty's exercised. They're calling it kind of the first step plan. They are intending to have sovereignty over all of it. But I think what they're doing is they're trying to do it in a measured way so that there's some degree of acceptance and more acceptance for it, particularly by the inhabitants in the land. This is interesting because not too long ago, we got a report that many citizens in Hebron, this is the one down in Judea, had more of an interest of being under Israeli control than they were under the Palestinian control, but yet they're being given some autonomy at this point, and we'll just have to see how this works out for the other cities in this plan. Very intriguing plan, and interesting to hear now Netanyahu, who's now formally coming out with the information, and we'll see how that plan all comes together. A couple of other things that I want to share with you is that the IDF is still striking targets up in southern Lebanon. In fact, in this last week, they went out and took out a major Hezbollah stronghold and some major tunnels that they had there. As you know, the Lebanese government has called upon Hezbollah to disarm. They're resisting that, and Israel, in their way, is helping to assist the Lebanese government to help disarm Hezbollah. The Houthis, in the last 24 hours, have launched three different weapons at Israel, more, I think, in desperation. Their entire leadership cycle, the prime minister and his entire cabinet, was killed in last week's strike on the presidential palace. The military chief for the Houthis and the defense minister have not been seen since. There's some rumors that they're in the hospital trying to recover. Others said they have escaped and are hiding from the Israelis. In any case, they shot a couple of weapons back, and defense minister Katz shared with the Houthis that if you continue to do that, we're going to introduce you to what is called the 10 plagues. And that's a reference, obviously, back to when God dealt with Egypt and delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. So Israel is exerting their authority, their sovereignty, and their power over their enemies, and their enemies are suffering greatly. We want to thank you for joining this broadcast, viewing our broadcast. We want you to pray for Israel, pray for all of the people that are over there, pray for peace of Jerusalem, pray for us, and pray for you, that God continues to protect his people scattered all throughout the world. Join us for linealam.tv to get all of our programming. Remember to hit that like, subscribe, and hit button for YouTube. That helps us whenever you do that. And we also have many broadcasts for you on all of your podcast platforms. See us on our different programs that we have there. Remember, we're coming into the fall season for the holidays. I hope that you'll join other assemblies or us for those. And we're hosting the Feast of Tabernacles in early October. If you haven't made plans for Tabernacles, go to tabernaclesevent.com. Join us. We'd love to have you come join us for the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, Shabbat Shalom. to all of you.